What is going on, everybody? Devon Gibbons, Joe Torti here with you, 97.5 The Fanatic. Hope that you are having an awesome evening. Obviously, you've been hanging out with Devon for a couple hours.
A little bit.
Can't be that bad.
A little bit.
Absolutely. Devon, I was thinking about this as, what are we going to talk about? It's always like, whenever you have a crossover, you have like this plan, right? And you're like, okay, this is probably what I want to get into. This is what I think the relevant stuff is. But then, of course, you know, when you're working with somebody, they just did a show. So it's like, all right, everything you were talking about was great. Now we're talking about this thing now, okay? That's not the way that I wanted to get this done when I was first, you know, thinking about how this is going to work. And I realized that, you know, as I was taking inventory of everything that kind of happened over the course of the NFL weekend, I realized you've heard the term overreaction Monday.
No doubt about it.
Of course. I think that it's ridiculous to make like broad sweeping generalizations about things over the weekend. However, I realized that there are a certain number of things that I thought I knew that I clearly don't know. And I also learned some stuff over the course of the weekend. Like things I thought, nah, there's no way. And then it's like, oh, actually, this is kind of the way that it is. I was thinking about it as I was watching, in particular, the teams in the NFC, the ones that would be obstacles potentially to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And DR, I'm watching and I'm looking at, in particular, like the Los Angeles Rams, right? I thought that there was potential for like this Los Angeles Rams thing to totally blow up like Eagles dream team style. And then you watch the thing like play out on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, maybe not, though. Maybe this thing isn't going to blow up.
Yeah.
Maybe this is real.
Right.
So the first thing,
I think Tyrone Johnson,
yeah,
actually has them not making the playoffs.
Well,
did he say the Rams? I think he said
the
Rams.
I saw that on Twitter. Yeah. Now,
then he said San Francisco and Seattle make the playoffs out of the NFC West.
Well, I hope he said that before the game on Monday. Because having that takeaway after the game, and I know Oakland, which is hilarious.
I think I'm right.
I think you're right.
I think I'm
right too. After watching that game, D, I was like, all right, I know that a lot of people had circled the Saints and some of these other teams and like slept on the Rams.
Not me.
Rams are the deal in
yes.
terms of who the obstacle is.
Yep.
When you watch that game, why? What makes them so tough?
Well, of course, it's we know about the offense and Ty Gurley, where it starts, and Jared Goff and the whole deal. They have wide receivers in terms of names, Brandon Cooks and on and on and on. They have names. Cooper Kupp is a name now. So they have that. But we all know that it starts in the middle, Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh. Then you go on the outside, Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters.
Yep.
They have problems. And if you think, now Alshon Jeffrey should be back.
Yep.
Alshon Jeffrey will be back. Nelson Aguilar. Hopefully Mike Wallace has already kicked it in gear. You hope so. Whenever
right.
they play.
Exactly.
That they have already kicked things in gear. That's going to be a great, great matchup. So my problem is that the defense is so good. As much as we talk about the defense here, you cannot ignore the defense of the Los Angeles Rams. You cannot ignore the offense of the Los Angeles Rams with Ty Gurley out there as good as he is. So right there, the normal stuff for me is exactly that when it comes to them. And the creativity of Sean McVay as an offensive coordinator, play caller. The fact that Wade Phillips and how he designs his defense and things and the creativeness of getting to the quarterback.
Yep.
Is a problem. I've always had it Eagles-Rams. I thought the Eagles would be 11-5 and the Rams would probably be better, which means the Eagles would have to go out to Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
for the NFC Championship game, and I did not have them winning. That said, the Rams are tough.
Yeah. So that is exactly where I was going. I didn't watch a ton of Rams games. I probably got two or three last year max. I realized this game's a freaking mirror match if they have to play each other.
Oh, yeah.
They're the exact
yes.
same. Went from the creativity play calling to the game-wrecking defensive line. And the problem is, apples to apples, in certain key spots, there might be more talent on the left coast than what we have here in Philadelphia. In certain spots.
Certain spots.
Right? Here's the problem. I was thinking about why the Eagles could win so many games this year. It's because you can't plan them. Like, if you have an offensive game plan, it's predicated on the idea that your offensive line will be able to do something. And the Eagles' defensive line has already shown that's not a great plan already. Mm-hmm. That's why they're so hard to play against, because you literally can't get anything going offensively. There's no offensive line push. It's this. I'm trying to think. How are you going to do that against Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald and things? As hard as it is to play against Fletcher Cox and Haloti Ngata and Michael Bennett and all these other guys, this is going to be a problem for the rest of the league. I thought that there were a lot of good teams in the NFC, and there are. These two are the class. These are the two top teams in the league. I like the Eagles' chances against anybody. I'm not sure how much I love their chances against the Rams down the road.
As you said, mirror, see yourself.
That's exactly
That's what it is. Because they're that good. Now, if you talk about that, Joe, what would be the difference in the Eagles or the Rams, for that matter, that will wind up coming out on top? Is it something that we did not talk about, or is it the fact that maybe one of the two young quarterbacks has to be very special that day, where they are the one that has that Carson Wentz or Jared Goff type of game to be that signature game to get them to the, I guess we're talking about the Super Bowl.
Right. Or, yeah, I mean, certainly the NFC Championship
sure.
game, the right to get to the Super Bowl. I'm watching right now. I'm looking. I thought about the quarterbacks first, like you said. You got Jared Goff, who's gotten all of the off-season work, who's coming off of a season where he took an enormous step forward, similar to the way that Wentz did. It depends on whether Wentz comes back and is, you know, the MVP of the league, Carson Wentz or whatever. I'm looking. Tight ends, I'm giving it to the Eagles, no doubt about it. The Eagles have the better tight end group. As much as I like Jay Ajayi and Corey Clem, they're never going to be Todd Gurley.
No.
They're not that guy.
No.
Here's the deal, though. And I was thinking about this when I have always been a corners guy, Devon. Anytime that people are talking about who's the most important players on the defense, corners, corners, corners. And I see you got to follow the money. Who's getting the most money? It's not the corners. It's the defensive ends, the pass rushers, and now the defensive tackles all of a sudden are getting paid too, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's like if you have an awesome corner. This is where the Eagles actually, I'm saying it's not gloom and doom, because I love Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib in terms of what they do. Those guys shut down a player. If they are at their absolute best, they can shut down one wide receiver, whoever it is. Pass rusher, defensive line, you shut down the whole thing. That's exactly what I'm getting
Absolutely.
At, where it's like the whole none of it works. That's where the Eagles, I would say, have just as big an advantage that we thought they would over everybody else. It just depends. I don't know how this team scores. Both these teams average 30 points a game. If they played each other, this might be a 14-13 game.
It might be a 14-13 game, or it's going to be a 45-40 game.
Right.
Because the defenses are so good, how are they not stopping each other? Or the defense is so good, that means, oh, the offense is also good, and we're going to find ways to pick apart your very good defense because we have this weapon, Cooper Kupp, or we have this weapon here, Nelson Aguilar. So I would give the advantage to the tight end position for the Eagles. Work that middle. Attack the linebackers. They have a lot of new linebackers
yep.
out there. Now, when they finally play one another, it'll be later in the season.
Sure.
They'll be seasoned at that point. But so will Dallas Goedert, right? In his rookie year.
Exactly.
And, of course, Zach Ertz will be in mid-season, late-season form as one of the top tight ends in the NFL. So I think that's something to stay away from, those two corners that you're talking about. You should. Because they're going to shut down. Well, they're going to try to shut down Jeffrey and Wallace.
Yep.
And you hope that the tight ends can do what they do with the middle of the field and maybe even the running backs out of the backfield, not only on the ground, but even in their pass catching situations to have some, take advantage of the linebackers for the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, I looked at that, and I actually said it on the couch, and I was sitting there watching. I was like, this doesn't look like Alec Ogletree and everybody else.
Right.
This is the no-name linebacking
right.
unit.
Right.
But, you know, just the way that defense works, eventually it's going to come together. By the way, your phone number to join the conversation, you want to climb aboard, is 610-632-0975. You can also catch up on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5, the Fanatic at Devon G 975. A couple other things. As you're looking at the Rams, I'm taking inventory of all of them. I want to know my enemy. I'm looking at everybody. Green Bay can be had.
Yes.
Green Bay can be had. Rodgers or no Rodgers, by the way.
Agreed.
I think that he's outstanding. When I watch Chicago, who I think is going to be improved but still stink, they can be had. Green Bay. I didn't think I'd find myself saying this. Same with the New Orleans Saints.
Yes. 48 spot. Tampa Dude, Bay.
And Breeze played home. Like a perfect game. He played like a perfect game. And they look, it's like I said, game-wrecking defensive line. I'm looking at the Packers. I'm looking at the Saints. Those are two Lamborghinis that are just waiting for the gunk of the Eagles' defensive line to screw up that engine and put them in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at them. I'm looking at Seattle, San Francisco, all of these, like, you know, come-up teams, and especially, oh, this is my favorite watch, Devon, in the division. Those New York Giants, man, all those shiny toys, and Eric Flowers is out there flailing and trying to trip people.
Yeah, he's kicking people.
Did that surprise you?
That looked like the Elaine dance from Seinfeld.
It did. That's
right?
Exactly what it looked
yes.
like. That surprise you that Washington, all things considered, probably looked the only other competent team in the division besides the Eagles.
Yeah, because I thought that the New York Giants would be the competition in the division because of those offensive weapons. And Joe, before that, 2 years ago, and last year they had the awful season, 2 years ago their defense was very, very, very good.
Yep.
Very good. So I expected it to at least look similar to that because a lot of the pieces are still there. Now, it was a tough game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll see what happens against the Dallas Cowboys this week. But that said, Washington, I did not expect that type of performance, even though it was against the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, let's say that.
So let's make sure we put that out there as well. So I look at it and say, I think the Giants are still the competition, but now maybe Washington, let's see how they do this week to really put them in that position to decide which ones they are. So Giants for me still in the division, Rams overall in the NFC. That's where I am after week number one.
And we haven't talked about every NFC contender yet, but let me ask you this, D.
Did you say Carolina?
Didn't mention Carolina.
Okay.
Didn't mention Minnesota. We'll
All right.
get into that in a little bit.
Okay, I apologize.
No problems. But I wanted to ask you, from the games that we mentioned and the teams that we... What's real and what's not? Like, what could we just as easily be sitting here next week and be like, oh, yeah, you know that stuff that we were saying last week? None of that stuff counts anymore. Did you have a game where you were watching and you were thinking, that's totally out of character for this team? And then you had another maybe different game where you're looking and saying, yep, that's about what I expected from this group.
I would go to the totally out of character with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers only because it was Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, 2 years ago, we saw that Ryan Fitzpatrick with the Jets, Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, he was fantastic. He held out, got his money, because they needed to pay him, right? You can't have Geno Smith out there throwing the football, so you go and you give Ryan Fitzpatrick that money. So I would say in that game, the entire thing, yes, the Saints can give up 48, but not to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cannot put up 48 on anybody. And they went out there and did that one. So that one took me by surprise.
Me too.
Overall, this past weekend.
I'm watching. The thing that I think surprised me the most, I've always known Ryan Fitzpatrick can run, right? Mm-hmm. That's always been a thing that he does. The deep ball accuracy, like splitting double teams to DeSean Jackson, like right down the chute.
Right down there.
How in the world?
Yes.
I'm willing to take my chances again with that happening on Sunday.
I agree. I think the Eagles open things up against that. I mean, listen. Nick Foles is not Drew Brees, but Nick Foles has not gotten into a rhythm yet. I think he will get into a better rhythm this week, this weekend against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their defense. And I think they can put up, may not be 40, may not be 48, it could just simply be 28. But the defense is better than the Saints' defense, even though it is the home opener for the Bucs, that they can maybe shut them down and limit them to about 20, 21 points.
610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. Top right on the phones with Shannon in Philly. Shannon, you're on with Devon and Joe.
Hey. What happened to the Vikings?
What happened to them?
Yeah.
They won 24-16.
Understood. But all the Eagles fans are ignoring the Vikings. And October 7th, we play.
Oh, Shannon, you're a Vikings fan.
Yeah, I live in Philadelphia for 20 years, born in Minnesota.
Okay, yeah, I actually like what Minnesota's done overall. I think that that's going to be, like, for example, we have that game to look forward to kind of determine
week number five
which way things are going to go.
You
exactly.
Guys, You're worried about the Rams. Why are you worried about the Rams before the Vikings?
Well, because
the Vikings played the Rams the week prior, and you'll know how good the Vikings are.
Well, maybe and maybe not. I just think, first of all, Shan, we weren't ignoring the Vikings. We said we would get to them in a little bit. The Rams, though, when you look at them on both sides of the football, they give you problems. Same for the Minnesota Vikings, and I would even say the Minnesota Vikings defense is better. That said, the combination of what the Rams do offensively and defensively give me the most concern when it comes to the competition of the rest of the NFC.
I know, but you guys were speaking about how you're afraid of the Rams, and you never said a word about the Vikings.
We did. We said we would get into them in a little bit. We didn't bring them up yet.
Okay, Cook is back. He looked actually pretty decent. First week back with ACL. Obviously, I love Wentz. I think he's going to be a Brady over time. If he can recover from the ACL, just like Cook. We also have Diggs, we have Thielen, we have Rudolph.
Yeah, well, thanks for the phone call.
We have weapons.
No doubt. Those weapons scored 7 points in the playoff game. Like, you know, it's not disrespect to say that we haven't gotten to them yet.
Kirk Cousins is, I would say, better.
A significant upgrade.
Absolutely.
Sure, absolutely he is. I think that Minnesota's good. I think that by any measure, they are a top three team in the NFC.
No question.
And probably a top six team in the NFL, no matter how you cut it. So,
no question.
Having said that, though, there has been a history already with Minnesota, and I know that they made an upgraded a crucial position, a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Dalvin Cook did fumble the football, did he not? He fumbled the football and gave it away.
And he is coming back from the ACL. So there may be a time where he has a game where it's good, and then in the next game it's just a bit of a setback because he's still trying to get his footing the same way that people are concerned about Carson Wentz.
Absolutely.
The same exact thing. Deshaun Watson, as it was pointed out a little earlier during the 8 o'clock hour, didn't look like himself as of yet because it's not going to be that way right away. There are going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs. So in that case, they may have to start passing a little more, get it to Diggs and Thielen and Rudolph, and maybe the offense isn't flowing because you don't have the opportunity to lean on the run game as much as you thought.
That's it. Shannon, thanks for the call, by the way. 610-632-0975. And that, you know what? It's a perfect opportunity to get into it now and talk about Minnesota because they are a team that, when you look at them on paper, they're a team that gives you problems. Now, you said that they, on defense, scare you more than Los Angeles.
Yeah, just because of, first of all, I love the coach in Zimmer.
Of course.
I love the coach in Zimmer. I love how he does things defensively. Yeah, we know about the names, Sue, Donald, Tlaib, Peters. But when you look at that Minnesota Vikings defense overall from front to back, they have it from on the line, the linebackers, and in the secondary.
Safeties.
Exactly. That's where I say they just scare me a little bit more defensively, even though they took them apart in the NFC Championship game.
Well, and I know that just because one game happened last year, it doesn't mean. But sometimes.
Because what if it was in Minnesota? Do we know that that would happen the same way? We don't.
We have no way of knowing that. Absolutely. And Cousins, by the way, look pretty good. 20 of 36. I had 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 244 yards.
Steady.
Dalvin Cook, actually, I have a vested fantasy interest in Dalvin Cook. I didn't see that he had 55 receiving yards. That's where all the points came from.
Mm-hmm.
He had 16 carries for 40 yards.
Not there yet.
15 was the long. He had a 2.5 average. So
not there yet.
Working his way back.
Yeah.
Now,
and I didn't watch the game, so I don't know if the holes weren't there.
Right.
If he missed it, if he couldn't explode to the hole, or just the defense had a great day that day.
Right. Well, because San Francisco's no joke defensively.
Right.
Right. But it was supposed to be the Jimmy Garoppolo show, and he threw 3 interceptions against that defense.
Fantasy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Even though I still won.
Okay, congratulations.
Yes, I was
Steve.
Able to get by with that.
I'm happy about that for you. When you look at this, that is a game where it's like, how can you take anything out of it, right? How can you know for sure that San Francisco is as bad offensively as they looked? Did Jerick McKinnon not being able to play, did that make that big of a difference in this one?
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, had a lot of things go wrong if you were tracking the game, and they were still able to come out with a win. That's what good teams do. But that's a game where I was looking at it. It's like I was looking for some clarity from that game. I got nothing.
Nothing.
I got zero
nothing.
From that
I'll
game.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That's exactly what it is. And honestly, Devon, that brings us to the most important game last week, which was the Eagles game. I was hoping for anything, any kind of clarity offensively. And I think I got clarity the wrong kind. I got the you need to have all of your weapons healthy. You need to have Alshon Jeffrey back. Dallas Goedert, if he catches that and it's in bounds, it changes the game. I knew some stuff. Defensively, they've been doing the same thing that they've been doing for the last 7 months. That's like translatable. I can see that carrying over for the duration of the season. Offensively, this team is going to be a mystery. Not just when Carson Wentz comes back, because you've seen how uneven Deshaun Watson was and everything else.
Yes.
Offensively, we could see this team chasing points mm-hmm. for a little while here.
Yep, absolutely. Chasing the points because, again, they have to find their way. Have to find their way. So if that's the case, then, I mean, hey, we'll see how things play out.
610-632-0975. Your phone number, you want to join the conversation. You can also weigh in on Twitter. I've already gotten some succinct, I would say, Twitter interaction.
Okay, what do we have?
Dan Weld, or Weldy, I'm sorry. Dan Weld with an E at the end. One says, Rams good.
Rams good.
That is so true. I think that's 100% accurate. I see no lies in that.
Rams
tweet.
Good.
Rams good. That's what it is.
I like that.
By the way, Atlanta, zero faith in that team long term.
Yeah, and I was one when we started talking about the Rams, the mm-hmm. Vikings, the Saints. I put the Falcons in there as well.
In the mix.
They have a problem playing against the Philadelphia Eagles, scoring points.
Yep.
They have a problem.
So could they change the perception, not from you, but from people like me and around the league, if they start scoring in the red zone next week against non-Eagles teams?
No, because we know that they have red zone issues, but they find ways to get points on the board in other ways.
Got it.
They can't do anything against the Philadelphia Eagles. So if it came down to those two, whether it's in Atlanta or here in Philadelphia, I think most people would still lean the Eagles because they have a problem scoring against the Eagles. I don't know what it is with Matt Ryan and his hometown team. He cannot get it together against them.
They lock him up. Outside of Julio Jones, there's no separation. There's no line push. There's nothing. And Matt Ryan played one of his worst games as a pro, period.
And I will give Julio Jones 11 catches for 140 yards if it's just between the 20s.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's up with that dude not scoring touchdowns? It's one of the most interesting developments in the NFL.
It's so weird.
It's not bad luck anymore, though. Mm-mm. That's just the way that it is.
No, that's what it is.
610-632-0975. More of this coming up. It's Devon Givens and Joe Torti on The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Ron Jaworski Show is back for another season. Join Jaws this Wednesday night from Ramblewood Country Club starting at 6 as he looks ahead at Week 2, the Birds versus Tampa Bay. Hear Jaws' comprehensive breakdown on what it'll take for another win. The Jaws Show is brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Roofing Nation, Burns Honda, Harris Resort, and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West, Xfinity, and Bradford White Water. Heaters. The Ron Jaworski Show, Wednesdays at 6 on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet.
internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor. Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term and DVR promo, regular rates apply.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Five decades of the Prince of Darkness. Ozzy Osbourne. No More Tours 2. With special guest Stone Sour.
If you
cross Wednesday at BB&T Pavilion. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Ozzy Osbourne. Witness a living legend live. Part of the Mattress Warehouse Concert Series.
So, John, what should the Eagles' focus be this season?
Eagles fast play, for sure.
As opposed to what?
I'm talking Eagles fast play tickets from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Playing's faster than our wide receiver running a slant.
Faster than our defense blitzing the QB?
Oh, yeah! The game's got progressive top prizes, plus second chance drawings for Eagles game tickets, meet and greets, autographed merchandise, and more.
Wow, I'm gonna get mine fast.
Fast play. Play fast, win instantly. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Let's talk a little Tropicana Atlantic City. Brings you more this summer, this fall, all the time. From trendy hangout spots to signature events. Tropicana has it all. Overlooking the Atlantic Ocean is Tropicana's new Chelsea 5 Gastro Pub at the Chelsea Tower. The best spot for dinner and a view. Chelsea 5 open Wednesday through Monday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also, new to the Chelsea Tower is the Whiskey 5 Bar. Sample old-fashioned craft cocktails while playing billiards. Happy hour Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 8. What a blast. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. Gambling prep call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny's proud to stock a full line of Westinghouse bulbs, including filament, A19, linear, and specialty LEDs. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes sure pros stay up to speed on the latest tools from trusted brands like Hitachi, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Their name may be changing, but you'll get the exact same Hitachi tools, batteries, and warranty you've come to rely on for years. Until then, you'll find the Hitachi name at Lowe's, and right now save up to 30% off select Hitachi pneumatic tools. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/23 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
This Bourbon Heritage Month, we're all about the sipping and savings at Fine Wine and Good Spirits. Offers end September 30th, 2018. Please enjoy responsibly.
Sports talk for Haddon Heights
and all of Camden County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Crossing over here. Devon Gibbons, Joe Torty, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
Got another half an hour left, D. This is nice, man.
Can we share the greatest tweet of all time without the obscenity?
Absolutely, we can, because it sparked a conversation that took up the entire break.
I know, but you can give out the numbers. I just wanted to jump in real fast, and I'll give the tweet.
Okay, all right, so here's the number. Please bring a sports point, but if you want to weigh in on this, why not? Let's do this. 610-632-0975. Devon, the tweet.
All right, it's already trending. If you type in at Loser Crew Toast, it's trending, and it's ridiculous that it's trending, but at Loser Crew, Josh, on Twitter yesterday says, I love toast. What absolute genius took a bite of bread and was like, quote unquote, cook it again. Unreal. That's the greatest tweet of all time. Because he's right. Toast is fantastic. You can put cream cheese on it. You can put butter on it, jelly, whatever you want. Sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly.
It's transformative,
right,
too. Like, you would never confuse eating bread with eating toast. Yes. Like, they have exactly nothing in common. You're creating an entirely new food just by throwing it in the toaster.
It's fantastic. I love that tweet.
Awesome. So, D, are you the, you know, Wawa, they have the toast, the whole sandwich,
yes. Uh-huh.
Toast the roll.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go when you're on that realm?
I do not toast the roll, except for, of course, if they do the club sandwich. Like, you get a turkey club or something, and they toast that. I'll do that. But for the most part, I'll just take it straight up. Occasionally, certain things I have to be in the mood for the bread to be toasted. Sometimes I might say, hey, my pizza store, my local pizza shop where I grew up in my neighborhood, I still go back and get sandwiches and drive back home.
Okay.
Can you toast the bread for me? Toast the roll.
Nice.
But I have to be in the mood for it.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I have a pretty easy distinction from mine. Okay. Tyler, are you pro-toast or are you anti-toast when it comes to the sandwich?
I'm almost all toast all the time. I very rarely do non-toasted bread anymore.
So you're anti-bread. You're
I'm almost, toast. Yeah, I guess so. Like, you said at Wawa, I'll do the toast the whole sandwich.
Uh-huh. Okay. I have a very clear delineation.
Okay.
Okay? I will almost always toast at least the roll. I think if you toast a cold sandwich at Wawa, you're a total savage. Like, toasting like an Italian,
yes,
like, you know, something like that, or like a cold turkey, you toast that, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, you
like,
can't do that.
You're broken inside.
Yes,
you need
you
help.
Can't do that.
That's when you just get the roll toasted. But if you're getting like a meatball or a gobbler or something like that, you can toast that whole thing.
Yes, I can do the meatball sandwich with the toasted bread. I agree with you.
All right.
Yes. And see, when you talk about Ty toasting his bread for everything, basically.
Right.
I'm not doing that for my peanut butter and jelly. I like the soft bread, peanut butter and jelly, cut it in half like I'm five, and eat the sandwich. Right? Then I also, if I want, let's say we have in the house some chicken patties. We don't want to spend any money, right?
Of course.
Just put the chicken patties in the oven, let it cook. I'm not toasting the bread. I'm going right in with the ketchup and the hot sauce.
Oh, okay. So, and you're going no bread whatsoever?
No, I'm going with the bread. I'm just not toasting it.
So it'll sop all that stuff up.
Absolutely.
I see.
Yes.
And this is what I'm saying, D, because then you can come back the next day when you got the leftovers and the kids are like,
without a doubt.
They're like, oh my gosh, chicken patties again? You're like, this is a whole new meal. It's got bread instead of toast. Toast now. That's what we're putting on it. It's toast.
And go get some lettuce.
That's it.
That's it.
Man,
that is it.
This is a genius tweet.
That tweet is fantastic.
Is.
I love toast. What an absolute genius. Took a bite of bread and was like, cook it again. Unreal. I love that tweet.
That's
at
an
Loser
awesome
Crew
tweet.
On Twitter. It's too funny.
And that's hilarious.
And he's right.
It's absolutely
too real. I just sent it to my wife. She started laughing.
Speaking of laughing, that's a perfect transition into the game that we didn't talk about, that I've been dying to talk about. This Carolina game. Watching Dak Prescott struggle again and the Panthers.
That game was awesome.
How can you have watched that game wire to wire if you're anyone out there? I know the people who are invested in the game. I know Panthers fans and Cowboys fans in the area who texted me. They're like, I'm out. I made it 40 minutes into this game. I can't do it. It's horrible.
Yes.
It's terrible. And I'm not saying every game needs to be a thing of beauty. But there was nothing. You're watching players get injured. You're watching no production. If you're saying be afraid of the Cowboys or be afraid of the Panthers, and I'm an Eagles fan, I'm just saying nope. No reason for that.
Yeah, and then we got a tweet from Dan on Twitter. It says, you guys are awful cocky with judging these teams after week one, writing off the Saints, Packers, and Falcons already. It's one game. Teams have no clue who they are yet.
Okay, that is true. That may be true. The teams don't know who they are yet. I know that it's a finite, limited season, and every game counts to the max. If you're looking at like warm-up games. You don't have a whole lot of those in the NFL. It's going to come down to home field advantage, see how good the Eagles are at home, see how good the Saints are at home, for instance, right? Those are going to be things that don't always get determined week 14, 15, 16. These games count just as much as the games at home.
Right.
Or down the home stretch, I should say. So when I'm saying I see flaws that are not correctable with these teams, that's all it is. It's not saying that the whole thing, that the teams are garbage. We're talking about how they stack up against the Super Bowl champions.
And they're going to be there at the end. Even though the Saints and the Packers and the Falcons are going to be in the playoffs.
Of course.
What do they do? I mean, listen, the Eagles still have things to work on. The offense was not good.
Right.
Your quarterback was not that good. I still put him in that C area because he did get better in the second half. But for the most part, when we looked at him in the first half, we were like, uh-oh, how are they going to win this game? Because he can't get anything going. So everyone has things to work on, Dan. To your point, you're absolutely right. But the Falcons against the Eagles, Dan, you can't argue that they have some sort of kryptonite over them. They should have beaten them. Last year.
And they should have beaten
them on Thursday.
Yep.
They did not. There's something there with them. Now, we don't know about the Saints and the Packers because they have not matched up with them yet. But if the Packers defense cannot play, they have a problem. The offensive line needs to hold up as well. That could be a problem. Devontae Adams, we know he's good. Also, with Jimmy Graham being there, that's going to be a problem for teams as well. Can Randall Cobb give you something? Can you get anything else from any of the other receivers? That's the thing. And the defense has always been their Achilles heel.
Right.
Where I don't understand how they cannot put a defense on that team to save that to save their lives.
It's not for lack of trying in draft picks. It's not for lack of trying in money. They do what they... And this is unfortunate. I don't mean to bring up a painful memory for Packers fans. Nick Collins gets that neck injury, and they're literally never an elite takeaway defense ever again.
Yes.
And that's what you need. You don't need to be good. It helps. You don't need to be a good defense. It helps. You have to take the ball away. The Saints showed that when they won their Super Bowl. It wasn't a great defense.
Nope.
Tracy Porter can take the ball away. Darren Sharper can take the ball
Malcolm
away.
Malcolm Jenkins
Malcolm
on that team.
Like, that's what I'm looking at, right? By the way, Nick Santangelo tweets in, Vikings are obviously a good team. I'm not sure how that Viking fan caller thinks we should be afraid of them when we trounced them with our backup quarterback, backup left tackle, and backup middle linebacker last year. Cousins is an upgrade, but hello, Carson Wentz.
Hello.
That's it.
Hello.
Look, and here's the thing, too. When you're looking at it, it's not like we're trying to set up who's the Super Bowl teams already and this and that and the other thing. It's what did you learn from the weekend, right? I learned that the Dak Prescott versus Carson Wentz conversation's officially over.
So,
right? That whole thing's done.
And he's sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Right. He did nothing to help his position.
But he certainly did anything to hurt his position.
I'll say this, D, and I don't know where you come down on this. I have never had a problem with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is a fourth-round project developmental quarterback, had a really good rookie year. He didn't ask for everyone to be on the Dak Prescott is better than Carson Wentz train. Those are the people that I have a problem with. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of Dak going 19-29, 170 yards, no touchdowns, like, okay, that's what I'd expect a fourth-round quarterback in their third year to do.
With no weapons outside of the fact that you're having the lead running back.
That's it. Like, you look at what he did in what I call the Steelers situation. Like, when Roethlisberger came in as a rookie, get all the weapons in the world, ridiculous defense, ridiculous ground game. Those are all things, without calling the Dallas Cowboys defense ridiculous his rookie year. Outside of that, it fits pretty perfectly. You saw what happened. 13 games they won. You lose Dez Bryant. You lose Jason Witten. All of a sudden, your offensive line, which was one of the best in the league, is all banged up. No one can play. This is what it looks like.
Throw it to Terrence Williams. He'll do something.
See you there.
Right.
Cole Beasley had 7 catches for them. 7.
How many yards?
73.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
No one else.
Nothing else.
Doing anything.
Ezekiel Elliott. They're gonna load the box, and they're going to let you throw 7 times to Cole Beasley, 2 times to Terrence Williams, and maybe you'll get something from Hearns from time to time.
Right. That's what you're looking at.
Yeah. So I learned that the Dallas Cowboys are exactly who I thought they were when we were starting the season off. Not very good and not a concern for the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC East.
Nope.
It's going to be fun to see them and the Giants go at it this weekend.
That is going to be fun.
Oh, it is.
I'm looking forward to that because here's
somebody's going 0-2.
Fantastic. I'm actually more of in the camp that I know everybody says it's Dallas. I think the Giants, just from proximity and their successes recently and everything, they're a more worthy rival to the Eagles. I've always been more interested in that rivalry than the Dallas rivalry.
Oh, you know me. Can't stand the Giants.
Absolutely.
First and foremost.
D, I don't know about you. I just watched. They're so close. The Giants are so close to like actually having something, but their flaw at offensive line is so ridiculous that they go from being close to being something to literally not a threatening team at all unless they get that shored up. It's fascinating to me as I watch
it.
It
is fascinating, and they can't get themselves together.
No.
They cannot. They decide to go with the great running back, who is great.
Yep.
And Saquon Barkley.
He is.
And then the guy that they maybe should have taken goes off last night in his debut on Monday Night Football. So that they can't get out of their own way. This is where they are, and that's good for the Philadelphia Eagles going forward. Saquon Barkley is a problem, though.
I did read an article about the Giants that made my jaw drop when I saw it. We're going to talk about that next. I want to see if you caught this as well. It's Joe Torti and Devon Givens taking you up until 10 o'clock. I'm taking you solo from there right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Ron Jaworski Show is back for another season. Join Jaws this Wednesday night from Ramblewood Country Club starting at 6 as he looks ahead at Week 2, the Birds versus Tampa Bay. Hear Jaws' comprehensive breakdown on what it'll take for another win. The Jaws Show is brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Roofing Nation, Burns Honda, Harris Resort, and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West, Xfinity, and Bradford White Water Heaters. The Ron Jaworski Show, Wednesdays at 6. On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy 4, get 4 free. Buy 8, get 8 free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy 4, get 4 free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes Subject B at station. Subject B earns Exxon and Mobil rewards plus points, points she can use to save on gas, coffee, car washes, and more. Subject B should share the wealth and buy me a coffee. Subject B looks like she's leaving. Subject B hasn't purchased me anything yet. Subject B has left. Conclusion, Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus makes refueling rewarding, and Subject B owes me a coffee. Perhaps a donut.
Sign up today at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions apply. Available at participating Exxon or Mobil branded locations.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 13th through 16th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
My seafood restaurant has a giant walk-in freezer. We call her Big Frosty. I don't know how many years she's got left in her or how much each ice cube is costing me, but I do know that she keeps the fish cold.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business save energy and money, like high-efficiency equipment incentives to replace Big Frosty. Visit Pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Hi, it's Trey Thomas. I love Golden Bird's Peanut Chews. They've been a Philadelphia staple for over 100 years. To show their Philly pride, Peanut Chews is celebrating their partnership with the Philadelphia Eagles by giving fans delicious, chewy, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts and a chance to score 2019 season Eagles tickets. Pick up a specially marked king-size bar of Peanut Chews only at select Wawa stores. One person will win 2 season tickets for the 2019 Philadelphia Eagles, and 10 will win autographed Eagles merchandise. No purchase necessary. Open to New Jersey, PA, and Delaware. Must be 18 and up. Go to peanutchews.com for details and official rules.
Buy a house without an agent? Probably not. But lots of us go solo when we need a car. Ardent Credit Union has hired auto buying professionals to assist you in finding the car you want, new or used. and negotiating a deal you could not get on your own. Savings average over $3,000, and it's free to all of our account holders. So why go it alone? Learn more at ardentcarbuying.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Grit, it's not just a word, it's a way to live. At Ardent Credit Union, we believe that having the perseverance and passion to never quit in the face of adversity says a lot about a person. This fall, Ardent Credit Union wants to reward local high school athletes with grit. Does your son or daughter have an unwavering work ethic on and off the field? Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your student athlete with grit, and your kid could win a $100 gift card courtesy of Ardent Credit Union.
The following message from Monster contains multiple uses of the F word. It may not be suitable for younger audiences and those easily offended. Free. It's a bad word that a lot of job sites use, and it's creating a lot of noise. You know those sites. They tell you a free posting will get your small business qualified candidates, and then the candidates you get aren't the candidates you want. So they aren't free because you end up paying a lot. Or there are those other sites where you post your job in the same environment as someone selling a human-sized hamster wheel. Or where qualified candidates can't find you because your job post gets buried really quickly way deep down at the bottom of the site. Posting your job on Monster means you don't have to post on those sites because we don't do any of those things. We deliver candidates and qualified ones. Monster's job posting started just $49. No hidden fees, no irrelevant candidate matches, no having to repost every 10 minutes. Only the candidates you want delivered easily at a fixed, affordable, and honest price. Visit monster.com/radio to learn more and cut through the noise.
Catch Birds game day action every week live from Sugar House Casino, starting with the Fanatic pregame show with Trey Thomas and Devon Givens. Watch the game on the big screen with me, Eitan Shander, dollar hot dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, free parking, and more. For more info, 975thefanatic.com. You must be 21.
97.5 The Fanatic and Bud Light are rewarding football fans every single week throughout the season. Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/PhillyPhilly to enter to win a Bud Light Game Day tailgate pack, which includes a case of Bud Light, tailgate gear, and other cool Bud Light Philly Philly swag. Don't forget to visit your local distributor to pick up a case of cool Bud Light for Football Sunday. Must be 21 to enter. Drink responsibly. Philly Philly.
Come down to my least favorite part of the evening, Devon Givens and Joe Torti. It's our final segment together.
But let's let the people know. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
Same
that's
deal.
Absolutely right.
Same deal. Jaws show. Certainly at 6 o'clock, I will be following Jaws, and then we get to hang out again for another hour, 9 to 10.
Yeah, you can join Jaws for the Ron Jaworski show this and every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Tomorrow's show will be from Ramblewood Country Club and is brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds even during peak hours when everyone's online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. Now, D, as we were kind of looking around the NFL, let's do some inward reflection.
Okay.
Here as we look at the Philadelphia Eagles. I have concerns offensively. Like I said, chasing points, things like that. I believe that Dallas Goedert's going to work out. I think that two tight end system that they have could be something that no other team in the league is able to duplicate. But the problem is, I think that they might have to rely on that because, you know, Alshon Jeffrey coming back from an injury, Nelson Agholor got a whole lot of volume. People said he looked good. I don't know what game they were watching.
You just key in on him because you know nothing's happening outside.
That's it.
So you key on him.
That's exactly it. So
get his eight. But for 33 yards.
For 33 right. yards. That's exactly what I'm saying. So when you watch it, and people are like, oh, yeah, Nick Foles came in and got the job done. I'm like, okay, I guess he did. What's your concern level if Alshon Jeffrey doesn't come back and play Pro Bowl level immediately and Wentz is either limited or pushed back further? Are you concerned about this offense's ability to keep up with some of these other high-powered teams?
No, I don't think, and I get it because I agree that we're talking about two players that are probably trying to find their ways together.
Right.
In Wentz and in Jeffrey. Meanwhile, Wentz now has to get used to Mike Wallace, Dallas Goedert, because he hasn't had the opportunity the same way. No rhythm for Nick Foles and those two new players.
Right.
Same way for Carson Wentz and those two new players. So I get it, and I agree with you. I just think, I don't know why, I guess I do know why, like everybody else, Doug Peterson is going to find a way to get them back into that rhythm and make things easier. It may not be the scrambling that we're used to seeing from Carson Wentz, but his arm strength, his football IQ, his presence in the pocket, all of those things will help him out. And they're going to give Alshon Jeffrey certain things to allow him to get off. His presence on the field alone is going to make them better.
Sure.
Because you don't have, you know, I'm no disrespect to DeAndre Carter and Shelton Gibson. You don't have them on the field. You don't have to worry about having Kamar Aiken out there because you have what you have. Now, when they start getting deeper and certain players, maybe you start to look at no Mac Hollins. Not that Mac Hollins is, you know, anything.
But I expected him to be something this year. Yeah, I really did.
Yeah, and you hope that, you only hope that someone like Shelton Gibson can step up and maybe get those two catches a game that Mac Hollins would get for 40 yards because he's able to run after the catch.
Right.
And then, as you pointed out, the tight ends, once those things happen, if you take advantage of the middle of the field with the tight ends and Goddard and Ertz, then that does, in fact, leave Alshon Jeffrey out there by himself. So as he starts to get those catches, continues to get those catches, maybe things will just start to come back. And listen, when he's out there, he knows, we only have about 12 games to go. I need to get things going. I'm not going to be concerned. So that's why I still have him in that 11-5 range, because it is going to be tough to have your two star players in Wentz and Jeffrey trying to get back up to speed with everybody else.
Yep.
And how are you going to go about trying to score points? You have the running game, you can go that route. But they do have a lot of weapons. So that's why I rely and I lean and I think I trust Doug Peterson to get it done.
You know who they remind me of? And I say this earnestly, and especially on offense.
Mm-hmm.
They remind me exactly of like the early 2000s New England Patriots. Like before you recognized who any of the weapons were. Like, be honest with yourself. How good was Deion Branch really? Like, as an NFL player, Super Bowl MVP.
He was a Patriot. That's how good he was.
That's exactly
it. He was a Patriot.
You look at all of these guys, and outside of Zach Ertz, I don't know if there's anyone, including Alshon Jeffrey, actually, who full-on overwhelms you.
No.
But in Doug Peterson's system, everybody's got a role. Everybody's a cog.
Agreed.
And you're going to see the Kevin Faulks of the world, a.k.a. Corey Clement, just crush you on the checkdown game over and over and over again. I mean, everyone's got a place, and that is the biggest part, I think, of what will make the Eagles' offense successful. And actually, that's kind of a high-pressure situation for the head coach. However, much like the defense, we've said that the defense is innocent until proven guilty. I'm going to assume that that's a defense that's going to wreck people until somebody lights them up.
And you get Nigel Bradham back this week.
You sure do.
An angry Nigel Bradham.
I anticipate that.
I like that.
Yeah.
At, hey, Jim, at J-T-E-R-Way on Terway, at J-Terway on Twitter, I think it's fair to say we know what we know based on 1 week. Nothing's final, but you can't act like what we saw this week didn't happen.
And that's the biggest difference.
Absolutely right, Jim.
You can watch 4 weeks of preseason and be like, I know nothing.
Yeah.
I literally, what I saw might as well not have happened. This is different. It's the regular season.
Yeah, you saw the Jets last night, and you know what? You said, if they get through the first 6 or 7 games at like 3-4, 4-3, they might win 8 games.
Right.
You know that.
And you watch like Sam Darnold, for instance, right? You know that there have been really good quarterbacks who have thrown interceptions on their first passes and thrown pick sixes on their first pass. He bounces back and is fine. You're like, oh, okay, this is not going to be a guy who goes full Peterman and throws 4 interceptions in the first half. As soon as you get one, you're going to get 10. You know what I mean? Though there are things that you can see and things that you can learn. And that's where I look at Doug Peterson, for example, and say he's gone from almost being able to do nothing right and have to fight and scratch and claw for everything that he gets from this fan base.
Did he ever.
To the other side, where he's almost in Eagles defense territory, where it's like, you know what, in Doug we trust. Go crazy.
Yeah.
Do whatever you feel like.
4th and 8, no problem. Midfield, I'm not scared.
Let it rip.
Just go. Do whatever you got to do. Go for it. Just go for it.
You know what, though? It's refreshing to be in that spot, because I've said this before, and Devon, I've heard you say stuff that's pretty similar to this. Doug Peterson is everything that Eagles fans hoped that Chip Kelly would be, like from the swashbuckling and the intelligence and everything. And it's crazy because you listen to the press conference and you never think that.
No, it was the least expecting guy to be exactly what you're talking about. The one who finally gets you the Super Bowl and just gets overwhelming support now from the fan base because he did what he did and what we think he can continue to do, especially now with the play calling as well.
He's built up a lot of goodwill.
Yes, he did.
Devon, thanks for hanging out, man.
See you tomorrow, man.
See you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
You know it.
We'll be right back. Joe Torti Show until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.